It is 2 weeks to Christmas, and amid all the statistics around the festive season, here is a stark figure. Over 5,000 children will be spending Christmas in emergency homeless accommodation. For more than 1,000 of them, it will be for the third year. There are currently around 1,600 homeless families in Dublin, and one in four of them have been homeless for over 2 years. A new report from the charity Focus Ireland also shows that homelessness in Dublin accounts for nearly 70% of all homelessness in Ireland. We're joined now by Mike Allen, Director of Advocacy for Focus Ireland. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
Just firstly to that finding that Dublin accounts for nearly 70% of all homelessness in Ireland. Is this a surprise?
Not really, because I think everybody can see that most of the problem falls on homelessness, falls on Dublin. But what we're trying to do, what Focus Ireland tries to do with all its research, is not just baffle people with more figures that are getting larger every time, but to really dig down into what is causing homelessness so that we can see the solutions to it. So what we're doing in this report is we've looked at each of the individual regions across Ireland, the nine regions, and drill down into the official figures and see what's happening behind the headline figure that we hear every month. And what's interesting about Dublin is it's 70% of the people who are homeless on any given night are in Dublin. But if you look at who's becoming homeless, like on any given month, only half of the people who become homeless are in Dublin. So what that actually means is that if you become homeless in Dublin, you're more likely to get stuck for longer than if you become homeless anywhere else in the country. And so that shows us where the problem is in Dublin. It's not lots of people becoming homeless. Obviously, that is an issue. It is the failure, it's the inability to provide home, secure, affordable homes for people so that they can escape from homelessness.
Is it fair to say that the most urgent concern is the surge in families and children entering emergency accommodation, often for prolonged periods, as we hear?
Yeah, I'm very cautious about saying it that directly, because one of the factors is the number of single people has consistently grown since the figures came out. So there's a huge problem with single persons homelessness. But at a human level, a human rights level, at a thinking of our future, obviously the number of children who are trapped in homelessness for very long periods of time is not just appalling for today, but it's stealing their childhood, and it's potentially damaging their entire future. And so Focus Ireland is very committed right across the organisation to the idea that no child should be without a home. And obviously, coming up to Christmas, which is such a time for children, really highlights the appalling nature. Not just, people think of families who are homeless, and we know that they're in hubs or in the hotels and so on, and people say, well, that's okay, at least they've got a roof over their head. But the actual conditions, no matter how hard Dublin Regional Homeless Executive try to make those conditions as good as they can, they are far worse than living in your own home. You don't have the security, you don't have places for children to play. There are all sorts of really imposing rules on people. So it's a really destructive way to be spending your life.
And we do hear a lot of those stories regularly about the situations people find themselves in. Now, there is a lot of spending on homelessness. And I mean, the launch of the government housing strategy, delivering homes, building communities, that was very much focused on homelessness, but essentially bigger sized homes being made available, because that was an issue with social housing, isn't it? Catering for bigger families as well. Is it working?
Well, it's very early to say. So I think it is important to say that there are a number of positive things around homelessness in the current plan. And they reflect that the department is now listening to organisations like Focus Ireland, but also looking more closely at the evidence, and that's welcome. It's in the context, though, where homelessness is going up. And so there's a number of things which are being done. The one that you're identifying there is a number of the families that are trapped longest in homelessness are large families. And so they have a particular problem. They don't have they don't have mental health issues, they don't have drug addiction issues. They're just trapped in homeless because there's no homes they can afford which are large enough. So one of the things the government has put in place is a program to purchase larger homes, specifically ring-fenced for some of these very, very long-term homeless families to help them out. That's very welcome. But the amount of money that's there isn't going to be enough to solve the problem. So in a number of areas where the government has done things which are positive, they need to do more of them, and they need to do them with a much greater urgency than has been shown by governments up to date.
You referred earlier just to people getting stuck in homelessness, and that is stated really clearly in the report as one of the concerns. What then measures, even if it's short term, could tackle that?
So the routes out of homelessness are quite simple, really. You either move into social housing, either run by an approved housing body or a local authority, that's one route, or the other is you move into the private rented sector. And as more social housing has become available, particularly in Dublin, to their credit, have increased the proportion of particularly families but single people too, who are moving into social housing. But at the same time, the exits into private rented accommodation have totally collapsed. That was a major route out. Used to be half of people who left homelessness went to private rented sector. It's down to less than a quarter. So we need to do something both to further increase the social housing supply and access to homeless people. But we can't just accept that the exits to the private rented sector have collapsed. They've collapsed because of bad policy. And in particular, for instance, the government's HAP programme hasn't been increased. The core baseline of that hasn't been increased for 10 years. Everybody knows how much private sector rents have gone up over 10 years. So the fact that that has failed and that homelessness is rising as a result is a result of government policy. And it's a government policy that can be changed very quickly. The government is committed to changing it, but the slow in terms of doing that. So we need significant increases in the level of HAP payments so that families are then able to afford to move out into the private rent sector, as well as things to reassure landlords so that they stay in the market and are willing to let their accommodation to households moving out of homelessness.
And as you say, like many others, the current situation cannot be accepted. Mike Allen, thank you very much for speaking to us this morning. It is 6 minutes to 9.